Brave Girl, Quiet Girl by Katherine Ryan Hyde. Performed by Kate Rudd and Jess Nahikian. It started that day with just the normal levels of my mother driving me crazy, which, don't get me wrong, is plenty bad enough. And some leftover feelings from the odd conversation I'd had with the young woman at my daughter's new daycare might have factored in. I'd picked Etta up at daycare after my work at about 5:30, and it was the first time I'd seen the place. It was only my baby's third day there. My mother had been taking her in and picking her up, at least for the first 2.5 days, but then she'd started complaining that it was too much for her old bones. I guess it sounds strange that I hadn't checked the place out first with my own eyes. But I was dealing with a stress fracture to my psyche, thanks to my mother, that sprang up midweek. And 3 entirely unrelated people had recommended this as the best place in the city, and my phone and internet experience with them was stellar. Also, my mother would have been the first to point it out if the place wasn't up to snuff. It's not like me to fall back on her judgment, but if there's one thing I can trust her to do, it's judge. The yard of the place was on the side of a hill, shaded by trees, terraced so the kids had nice flat areas to play, with steps in between. On different levels, I saw giant sandbox complexes, swing sets, riding toys, a building pad where 2 boys were constructing a small city of giant blocks. It was late in the season, so nearly dark outside, a heavy dusk, but the yard was well lit. My eyes flew directly to my daughter. She was sitting on one of the riding toys, a bright red plastic horse with a black, flowing plastic mane. It wasn't a rocking horse exactly. It was attached by springs to a solid metal frame. It had handhold pegs below each ear, and nice wide platforms for little feet where the stirrups would be. She could bounce up and down on it, or rock it back and forth just a few inches, imitating the gait of a galloping horse. Etta was doing the latter. I had dressed her that morning in red tights, almost exactly the color of her horse, and a striped tunic. A light wind was blowing the curly brown hair off her face, and she was lost in utter concentration. She hadn't even noticed me yet. I wondered how real the ride felt in her head, if her horse was galloping along a sandy beach or down a grassy hillside. She was so beautiful it hurt to look at her, but I did anyway. In fact, I couldn't stop. The young staff member came up behind me. I didn't notice her until she spoke, so it startled me a little. "I like the way you look at her," she said. I smiled a little. At least, I think I smiled. I meant to. I said, "Don't all mothers look at their kids that way?" "Ha," she said. "I wish." Then we watched the girl in perfect silence for a time. "Etta is very attached to the bouncy horse," she said, "almost to the point where it's become a problem for her. It's very hard for her to let the other kids take their turn. The good news is she will. She's not the least bit bullying or unfair about it. But it hurts her, you can tell. She mopes. She seems brokenhearted." "Oh, good heavens," I said. "I'll end up having to buy her a pony. Number 334 on the list of things I want for her but can't afford."